This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
It's fair to say that he angered the gods, and he was sentenced then to a life, an eternal life, of pushing a boulder up a hill.
Megan Flacken is teaching her undergraduate philosophy class, Introduction to Ethics, about the Greek king Sisyphus.
And then once he would reach the top of this hill with the boulder then would fall down the other side.
As president of the University of South Florida chapter of Graduate Assistance United, Flacken has had her own boulder to struggle with, representing USF's 2300 GAs in contract negotiations with the university. Graduate assistants are full-time students working towards an advanced degree, such as a PhD or master's, while taking on other duties for 20 hours a week, such as grading assignments, doing lab research, serving as administrative assistants, or teaching. As a matter of fact, they teach about 50% of the classes at USF.
So if you've been lucky enough to sit in a classroom in the University of South Florida, it is very likely that you would have been instructed by a graduate assistant or an adjunct.
Adjuncts technically do not fall into the same category. Adjuncts make between $1,600 and $2,500 a class at USF, but with no benefits and no protection from a union. Graduate assistants, however, are on salary. At USF, a graduate assistant pursuing their master's makes an average of just under $10,000 for 9 months of work plus benefits. PhD, an average of around $11,000 plus benefits.
$10,000 a year means that they have to take out federal student loans in order to pay their basic living expenses. $10,000 a year means that they have to take second or third jobs while maintaining their full-time student status and then performing their job for the university.
Dwayne Smith is Senior Vice Provost for USF. He also oversees graduate assistants as Dean of the Office of Graduate Studies. While he hasn't been at the negotiating table with the union, he talks to the university's bargaining team regularly. Smith says rather than criticize the pay, look at the benefits as well. Those include $2,400 a year in health care coverage that the university picks up, along with the $6,200 in tuition costs the university bears.
If one were to take that entire compensation package and prorate it out what it's worth, the compensation package for our master's students is about $26 an hour, and for our doctoral students is about $28 an hour.
Flacken's reply, you can't pay the rent with health care and tuition. Smith's response, it's for a 20-hour work week.
It's not intended to provide, never was intended to provide full-time support for a graduate student, but it was intended to supplement to a considerable degree the cost of their graduate education.
A new concern for the union is the university's inclination to no longer pay for full health care coverage starting in the 2017-18 contract year. University negotiators worried that this year's health premium increase could become a pattern. Flacken thinks this could drive current GAs away from USF and keep the school from attracting quality replacements.
And if they want to raise our health care benefit, and I'm sorry, I mean R-A-Z-E, if they want to obliterate our health care benefit, making it then incumbent on GAs themselves to have to pay for that out of their pocket, it's just going to be an untenable kind of situation here.
The university has offered graduate assistants a one-time bonus for a second year in a row, as well as a pay raise. What Flacken says comes out to an average of about $100 an employee. Graduate Assistants United, however, would prefer the minimum stipend to be closer to $12,000. Flacken says while GAs are proud to work at USF, how can university trustees vote to give President Judy Genshaft a 5% raise to $493,000 plus a possible $275,000 performance bonus while holding off on giving the people teaching classes a $2,000 to $3,000 raise?
The University of South Florida did not exceed statewide performance metrics simply because we had a great president. It was very much because of the instructors and researchers that we have working at this university.
Smith says that USF has budgetary constraints placed on it by the states as well as by the economy, but is trying to help its employees. He adds that graduate assistants are getting a benefit that you can't put a price on: experience.
Most of them are working in jobs and working at positions that are absolutely essential to their career. They're getting on-the-job training, being supervised by faculty who are very much invested in their success. And if they do well in those particular jobs, it's going to almost ensure them at some point a position upon graduation. So, again, getting a decent compensation package in return for on-the-job training. Some students just may not find that satisfactory. and this may not be a good fit for them.
Our proposal was not to drive them from there, which we could have done, but we didn't do that.
The two sides sat down again last week, continuing negotiations that have seen more than half a dozen meetings since last May. The major sticking point, Flacken says, remains health care benefits.
We're really pleading with them and saying, look, you got to leave our health care alone. Keep the language in the contract as it stands. We're already in March. Why are you going to change this grave asset in March when we're just going to be back at this table in May?
And in an almost Sisyphean twist to the whole saga, as soon as they reach an agreement on this year's deal, the two sides are scheduled to be back at the negotiating table in May to work on next year's contract. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.